Blog Talk Radio.
When you want to know the news, but got the radio blues, from the question of the day to the rants and the raves, got your favorite things.
Oh. It's a birthday.
Nobody does it like you do it.
It's a birthday.
Listen in and we can prove it. It's so.
Welcome, 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 everybody, to Hooper Thing Radio, HTR, baby, HTR. So, for those of you who do not know what Hooper Thing Radio is, it is a modern-day faith-based show where it's basically saying in modern day's time, we can still praise the Lord and have fun, and we don't have to be sticking the mud to praise Him and keep it moving. So, on today's show, we'll be talking about boundaries with in-laws. So, I'm kind of excited about this. And later on in the show, we'll be doing a game segment with Jamal and his mother-in-law, so be prepared for that. So at this time, I want to welcome my co-host. I am one of your hosts, D-Ran. I'm a young bachelor, so all you ladies out there who is looking for somebody, I'm right here. I moved to California maybe like 2 years ago from a small town called Romulus in Michigan. One of my other co-hosts, she was on season one. And you guys got to have begun getting to know her these past couple of episodes. And this is Via. She's a career woman,
hey, hey.
An entrepreneur, and a mom of three school-age kids. So how you doing, Via?
I'm good. I'm good. Good to be back.
All right, all right. And then the other person whose mother-in-law is coming on today, and we can pick with him a lot on today's show, is Jamal. He's a hardworking husband, father, and he has two beautiful daughters and is a true man of God. What's up, Jamal?
Hey, what's going on?
Before we get started, I want to apologize to everybody for the last week. We know some technical difficulties that was going on, and we look like we're having a little bit tonight. That's due to our server, so it's nothing that we can control, but we're trying to get a handle on it as soon as possible. But the show must go on, so we're going to keep rolling with it. So if you want to visit our website, you can go to hooperthingradio.com, and you can also click on the U-Talk tab to post live comments during the show and take the poll of the week. And remember to like us on Facebook and Instagram. And our call-in number is 347-324-5098. So if you want to be on the show, just press 1 on your phones to talk onto the show. If you press 1, you can definitely, we'll definitely call you out so you can talk. And the number again is 347-324-5098. And one more announcement is, in an effort to continuously bring you quality talk radio, we will be rolling out a new format in the beginning of this March. So this March, we're going to have a new format for you guys. And basically, we're going to be moving our show from an hour show to a half hour show. So make sure you join us in March. Yeah, the show's going to be a little shorter. We're going to move from an hour to a half hour. And make sure you tune in March and let us know what you think about our new format. So I just want to tell you guys, this is going to be awesome, awesome, awesome. So what you guys been up to this week?
Me? Nothing. I haven't been up to anything. What about you, D-Rana?
You ain't did nothing this week? Like nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
No farm milk?
Nope. Nothing at all.
Living the boring life, really. So for me, I started my new website, dranhooper.com, and I finally ordered my business card. Finally, I know for those of you who've been listening, like this whole me doing my business card has been coming back at me like several times. So, you know, I finally decided to order them this week, and they should be here this week, so I'm really excited about that. And I kind of had a realization is that when my car is messy, that's kind of a representation that my life is messy. So every time my car gets really junky and just trife life, my life is trife life. So I kind of made that correlation this weekend, and I'm trying to work on that. So I'm going to make sure my car always stays clean, so I'm going to make sure my life is still organized and clean. I don't know what
what about that kind of correlates to my life, but it just does.
Okay, well, about time you got yourself together. But I got some real, real big, exciting news, and I probably don't need a hand clap and everything. I am having my first house built.
What?
Yay!
Wow.
All right.
Yep, it's been long. It's been long overdue, but hey, it's about time. To God be the glory first and foremost. But yes, I am in the process of having my home built, picking out things and submitting change orders and stuff like that. And my house should be ready somewhere between like early to mid-June. I'm hoping I'm shooting for mid-June because then my wife will be back from Atlanta. So mid-June, and I think I'm going to have a housewarming / birthday party for me in August for everybody to come on down. So you guys make sure y'all got to show up.
You know
it.
Right. I'm glad you're saying it now so I can get my trip planned to, I was about to say Detroit, to Ohio.
Oh, yeah. Almost definitely. You're more than welcome. Bring you and the babies. Now, you know I love
them. We will be there. You know I don't go nowhere without them.
I'll put your address on Facebook so you can have all our listeners and stuff to come to.
Yes.
Hey, I will beat you in your kneecap.
So for those of you who don't know, so I kind of forgot this. We're in three different states. I'm in California, Jamal's in Ohio, and Vivian is in Texas. And so we're doing this show remotely, and so that's what you guys hear is us being in different states. I just wanted to clear that up. But we're going to jump right into this, and you guys already know, if you guys been listening, if this is your first time, that you've been missing out on this piece of it, because for this season, we decided to do something different with What's the Word, a.k.a. Word of the Week, and we're going to have our ordained assistant pastor, Minister Paula Harris, to come and give us the Word of the Week. So when this sound comes on that you're hearing right now, that means you need to have several seats. Grab your Bible app and let's receive the Word of the Week.
The Word of the Week. This is why I remind you to fall, to stand unto the flame, the spiritual gift God gave you. When I laid my hands on you. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and self-discipline. Have you ever played in a game or something to do or had something to do, but you just didn't feel like doing it? You just lacked the motivation to do it. When you realize you want to win the game or get something done, you put your heart into it and give it all you've got. You stir up that gift. God's people were called to be one with the Spirit and the will of God. God did not give us the spirit of fear, but of power to execute the will of God. Two domains are the will of God, mind and heart. Power fuels motivation. Passion fuels motivation. Motivation produces energy. Energy produces the power to persevere. Sometimes we get to the place where the fire and the gift of God goes out. But we have to stir that gift up. We must keep the flame of God alive inside of us. We know the rules of the Bible, but have no power. We become stale and lukewarm. We become distracted and too busy to stir up the gift. We need to be stirred up. We come to church with no praise, but we just like to watch others sit and get stirred up. You have to stir up the gift that God has in you. God, I am with you, but I got so messed up in my life, I need your power. Sometimes we get to the place where we just come to church but don't want nothing. We don't want to pray. We don't want to hear the choir sing. We don't want the preacher to ask us to hug or high-five nobody and say amen and hallelujah. That is when we need to stir up the gift. Get your passion back. Start moving, pushing. Don't wait for nobody to stir up your gift. When you think of his goodness and all he's done for you, and that you should create a passion so hot in you that you explode. Come on, everybody. Stir up that gift. God bless you.
Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Thank you, Minister Paul, for that lovely word.
Mm-hmm.
And what I got from the word, what I got from the word today is basically that's how I went when I went to go get this house. Is I was in a state of fear of being told no, because I'm like, I'm always the one that get told no on everything. So it's just like after so many no's, I was always taught when I was younger, after so many no's, you were here, yes. And I knew that in my heart, but I didn't reflect that in my spirit. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I just couldn't catch up to it. So finally, I just went in there, I'm like, listen, it's going to be a David and Goliath today. Claire, you're going to run these numbers, and you're going to tell me I got this house today, because I'm not taking no no. This is my year. I demand it, and I claim it. And I put all spirits to the side.
Mm-hmm.
It's through Christ that strengthens me. Thank you, Minister.
That was it's so crazy because today I was literally, right before I came in to do the show, my aunt had sent me a prayer line. You know, they do the prayer line, so you call in the prayer line. She had texted to all the co-hosts before my aunt did, which is their cousin. And it was at 7 in the morning, which like, I think like, what, 4 or 5 here, so I never do it. But today it was like at 7 at night, so I tuned into it, and I was listening, and, you know, and so I called her right after. We were just talking about what the prayer and stuff like that. And I was so just tired. And every Tuesday I'm doing a show, and every Tuesday I'm like exhausted. I'm so exhausted every Tuesday. I'm so exhausted every Sunday. I'm just tired. And so I was talking to her today. Like, it seemed like every time I'm trying to do something for the Lord, I get tired. Now I'm tired, like I don't want to do it. My body gets so just sleepy, like, okay, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. And so I was in church this past Sunday, just, you know, praying and, you know, and what he put in my spirit is just to continuously do what you're doing and just sit still. Sometimes I know for me, what I have to do is I'm waiting for somebody else to stir me up, like, you know, for me to keep moving and, you know, like, oh, you're doing good for accolade or whatever it is. But, you know, sometimes I need to move forward and do it on my own while at the same time, if you could do it for the world, you could do it for the Lord. That's how I look at it, you know. And sometimes what that means is you may just need to sit still in the world and move forward in your spirituality. That's what how I took it.
Nice. I like that.
Yeah, so that was really good. What you got, VM?
It spoke to the one thing that you said, you always get me, and that's why I'm slow to respond because I don't need to cry on the show, but the spirit of self-discipline. This whole season, things like 2015 has been an isolated season for me because there's so much self-discipline going on. And when you are stirring up your gifts and when you are walking a specific path that's for you and you alone, sometimes the people who are around you can't really understand that. And it's not for them to understand it. So when you said that, you know, the Second Timothy, first chapter 6, when it was verse 6 through 7, I'm putting that on the website too, because it's something that it's an internal thing. And we always want the group to participate. We want everybody to be on board with what we're doing. And that's not always going to be the case. So, you know, you have to do it and do it on your own. So the spirit of self-discipline is what's bringing home with me because it's about what I want to do for me and my family. And then, you know, others can buy into it or not, as the kids say, you know, N-A-W, you know that one, don't you? But I like that. I mean,
no,
the spirit of self-discipline is, oh, he's on fleek. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
My bad.
Whatever.
But I like that.
Yeah, that.
Usual.
Yes, for me, like that word is everybody.
Oh,
Nabi
ran one another chance.
I'm no, okay, because listen, y'all know I be
come
on Kylo, and then y'all say something, and I'm like, okay, I need another chance. Like, this is how we
talk. I got a ball.
Listen, okay, it's just I really believe that everybody has a gift. And talent, which I call a gift. The world calls it a talent. I call it a gift. So I believe everybody has one, but some people aren't stirred up. And the reason why, because they haven't stirred it up. I was watching Oprah one time, and she had said something so profound. She was looking back at her diaries and her journals, and she had said that she was, at the whole time she was in her journal, she would write whatever she was writing, questions to God or just talking about her life. And she said that through that whole time she was waiting for God, like, I'm waiting for you, Lord, I'm waiting for God. And she said that whole time God was waiting on her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think sometimes we get it mixed up, like we're sitting up here waiting for God, and really God is waiting on us to stir ourselves up.
He wants
to
you
do
to
what
do
we
something.
Gotta do.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Faith without works
is dead. Well, now you gotta do something. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's something that we have to do that was uncomfortable, and that's the spirit of self-discipline. You know, you gotta make some uncomfortable, unpopular decisions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's definitely something where I try to keep.
What'd you say? What'd you say, Jamal?
I said, it's about time he ran to get his stuff together, boy. I was going to keep praying for that boy.
Minister Paula going to get him this season.
She grabbing me. She got me. She got me. No, thank you, Minister Paula. That was a good word. I loved it. I always love it. Thank you so much.
Have a great week.
You too. Thank you. God bless.
So for our question of the week this week, it is, because our title for today's show is Boundaries with In-Laws. The question of the week this week is, when is it okay for you to step in between your spouse and your in-law? So if your spouse and your in-law going at it, or they having some issues, when is it okay? And if so, when?
I would have to say, because I had a whole list of things written down, and it seems like nothing that I got. So what I would have to say is basically when it gets physical. I mean, when it starts leading to the point to where it's getting physical, then you almost kind of like need to butt in and kind of stop it. But at the same time, you got to kind of watch it, because, you know, with dealing with family and you're like the in-law, it's like a fine line that you walk. So it's like you want to say something to your significant other, but then again, you want to say something to the person that they're going at, but you almost got to kind of watch it, because it's like, hey, any given time, they can turn around like, who are you talking to like that? it's like a catch-22. So I try to diffuse it before it happens, because I can see the potential of what it's coming to.
So I'd rather
diffuse it.
Okay, so here's my question. I've never been an in-law. I've never been married, so I've never been an in-law. And I have now. My brothers and I are in our grown, in our young adult stages. Majority of my brothers have five. It's five of us. And so they have girlfriends. It's all boys. All boys. We're all boys. So now I'm just getting to the stage of dealing with my brothers and their girlfriends. I know it's a little different than a wife, but I'm getting used to that whole, like, they have a person with them now, or if I want to go out to eat, or if I come into town, it's them and theirs, or, you know what I mean, they have their own unit now, so it's not just all about, like, my brothers, it's their unit type situation. So one thing for me that is hard, and I know it's not the same thing as an in-law, but the thing that is hard, because the first thing that will come to my mind is, girl, chick, who is you? Like, wait, you ain't blood. I'm going to need you to step back to the backside for a second. Like, you know, that's my first and I know it ain't right, but that's always my first reaction, especially when my brothers are getting into it or me and my brothers are talking. And so I try to monitor myself and try not to do that, but I always get in doing that. So for you being an in-law, Jamal, because you're in-law right now, do you ever feel like it's like, okay, if I get into this, this is just not going well for me, like if I get into this circumstance between these two?
Yes. I'll have to say yes.
You did?
Yes, again.
Like, my face is not going good. So, for those who don't know, Vivian is divorced. I ain't saying that, no shade. She is. When you were an in-law, how was it for you?
You know, I was blessed because my in-laws embraced me. It was kind of like, ooh, let's get her, you know, bring her in the family. They wanted me so bad, and I wanted them so bad. So I desired to have them in my life, and they desired to have me. So it was always nurturing. I joke with my ex-husband. Now I tell him I only married you because I wanted your family, because it was just that warm and fuzzy, you know. I mean, because I'm, you know, I'm my mother's only child, so I grew up by myself. I have my cousins, which are, you know, that'll be my rave for today, my cousins, and they were phenomenal, your daddy being one of my favorites, Duran. But
oh, my gosh.
I did. I just had to, I had to, I, I never really gotten to any. We got into maybe one or two little, you know, things, but we back at each other's kitchen table the next night or whatever. You know, I'm picking up their kids, they're picking up mine. It was just a real family. There was no line of demarcation. We did what we had to do. You know what I'm saying? So, and in the event their brother was wrong and, you know, they wanted to step in, they were typically on my side. Or if I was wrong, they got quiet. So it worked.
It worked for you. It worked
hey,
for you.
Well, she's a bully.
No, because
she's a bully.
Yes. There we go. Let's get that out. What episode is this? How long did it take? Because I'm a boss. No, okay, I'm playing. No, I'm an angel. No, but I'm looking at my
Vivian
door.
Will
wait,
be too damn.
Wait, I need another couple seconds. So look, but I'm looking at it from a perspective of me being a mother-in-law going forward. I want my son's wife to look at me as, you know, their mother, a resource. Nurturing. I want them to feel like they're at home when they're with me, and I'm not a threat to them. Most mothers feel like the wife is a threat, and I see it time and time again with my best friend and some of my other friends and their sons with their girlfriends or whatever, and it's like, you know, I'm your biggest advocate. Boop, you don't need to upset me. And they do. They look at it as competition. So anyway, when you have a sane mother-in-law, you have a good family. So it just depends on how much sense your mother-in-law has.
A sane mother-in-law. There are some insane mother-in-laws out there, y'all. I wonder if y'all watched to be one of the ones listening. Like, no, I know that.
Is your mama
going to
be an insane mother-in-law, D-Red? Is your mama going to be one of them?
My mother is an insane mother, okay? So my mother-in-law,
I couldn't
handle that. I could not.
Well, let me be the first to say I have the best mother-in-law in the world. So let me
I have the best.
I don't care what you say, whether she was coming over the show or not or listening. I have the world's best mother-in-law, and I like to let her know that.
Now, just
shout
yesterday,
out to my mother-in-law.
Our...
I love you with all my heart. You are the best.
Whatever. Because just yesterday we had our meeting. He was talking about. He was trashing her yesterday.
No.
He was trashing her yesterday, so it's okay. He browned over. No, but so I put on our website the question. I kind of rephrased it a little bit different, and I said, is it okay for you to step in between your spouse and your mother-in-law? And so on our website, which is the poll of the week, which you guys are still going to take, 76% of our listeners said, yes, it is okay to step in between your spouse and your mother-in-law, and 24% said no. So 70% of our listeners said, yeah, it's okay to step in, and 24% said, no, it's not okay. Me, I'm on that 24%. Like, no, it is not okay. That is not happening.
Okay. And even if you do step in, you got to know when it's over and everybody's back kissing and hugging and back in stride again. You got to get over it. As an in-law, you know, you got to get over it. So the wife and the husband going to have arguments. You might jump in. But when it's over and they're back in love, you got to be back in love too.
Yes. And that's where the difficulty comes in because then you holding grudges and all this other crazy stuff. I never got time for that.
Unrealistic expectations.
So we're going to go into our first break. And if you want to check our website out, it's hooperthingradio.com. You can like us on Facebook or Instagram and go to our Utah page and post live during the show. And if you like the music on today's show, go to hooperthingradio.com for more information. And up next is our new segment, Married, Single, Divorce. That's when we talk about something married, about something single, and about something divorced. So stay tuned.
Welcome back. So for the married, single, divorce segment, I'm giving a little bit of perspective on dating divorced. And I'm going to put a hashtag with kids. More about dating Dating a woman, because anybody can be divorced. But, I mean, when you're dating a mother, a single mother, or a mother who's co-parenting, there's a few things. But from a woman's perspective, first, I think women have to go into the dating game post-divorce after you heal a little bit. You need to be fun, know your value, be sure of your worth so you don't compromise your values, and you don't have to have the same give, but you need to add value to a man's life. So, you know, if he's paying for the dates or, you know, buying nice things or whatever, your energy level, your gift that you're adding to the, that you're bringing to the table, it needs to be something value added, life changing, life enhancing. And it doesn't have to be the same give. But for men need to understand that single mothers don't really have a lot of time. They don't play games because every minute of the day is accounted for and it's valuable. So if you get a date or if you get a 10-minute conversation, all I'm saying is hashtag appreciate it and come with something that adds value, energy, laughter, joy, you know, do something because we really don't have time for the foolishness. Be on time or let us know if you're going to be late. Because, I mean, 10 minutes, you know, I could do a lot in 10 minutes. I can get some homework done with a kid in 10 minutes. But, you know, it's just about communicating. So we don't have to say, if you say you want to go out, keep the date. If you're going to cancel the date, you know, 24 hours notice is great. Or else there's going to be a fee. No, I'm just playing.
$24 fee.
So, yeah, it's we're not willy-nilly out here. That's all.
Is it better, since you are divorced, is it better dating a divorced person or a person that's non-divorced?
It depends on what you consider. What do you want? What do you want out of a date, D-Ran?
Okay, so I guess
Saturday
that is
night,
good for me.
You're going on a date. What do you want?
So for me, Saturday night, radio show appropriate. No, just kidding. What I want from a date is, I guess good conversation. I went on a date with somebody who was divorced actually before and had children, and it was different. Like it was like a disconnect there because though I liked her situation, lifestyle, and experience, I couldn't match.
Right, so it's incompatible.
Yeah. You know, she's been
especially
so that's
when,
what I was.
Yeah.
That's why I asked that.
And I think I went out with one of you before because I had somebody tell me, well, and I have to see if I'm up for the task of your children.
Yes. That
like
would be
that?
The thing. That would be the thing.
Task?
I know.
See, you coming from the same place he coming from because you don't even see anything wrong with it. But any mother that's listening right now is probably ready to jump through the phone or scream something.
Why?
Like, you know, hashtag Joker please. I have a velvet rope around my children. You are lucky like Connie. I got to take you and your kids to show biz. You are fortunate if you get to interact with these precious jewels.
Well,
everybody thinks they
have no
kids
comment.
Jewelry.
What you say, Jamal?
I don't have no comment. I just left that open for D-Ran. So it's all right.
Okay,
you take the blows, buddy. I'll be over here.
I keep walking into it.
Yeah, you do. You do. You set yourself up. So go ahead. Go ahead, buddy. You set yourself up. That's fine.
Okay, so here's my thought about this. Okay, because my second is mine is next, but I want to say this. When I try to do it, one, I'm too young to take on that burden of children and all that. It's not a burden. Let me not say that because I don't want no emails, no text messages, no nothing. It's not a burden having children.
Said. That's what your mom said. Your mom said burden. That's what your mom said. You said burden. Own it. You know, own it. You don't feel like it. You know, so you're going
to
date with. Can she have a dog?
She listen, Vivian is trying to make
she gotta
it. She got to
go home and let the dog
like,
out. Is that a big deal, too? Men are selfish. Y'all selfish. Y'all just want all the attention to yourself.
Well, here's the thing for me is that when you start dealing with children, this is what I realized, and this is actually my segue into my thing. So I'm going to go into mine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going from the singles point of view. She did divorce. I'm coming from the singles point of view. From my singles point of view, what I'm bringing in, I am okay with sacrificing my relationship area of my life and my love life for my career, for where I'm at this point in time in my life. So I'm not looking for nobody. I'm okay with not looking for nobody. I'm okay with not having nobody right now. Like, you know, I have friends that I go out with and kick it with and stuff like that. But I'm okay with not doing that because I am truly on me. Grind mode for
and
me, doing
okay.
with me and what and doing
okay,
what I have
and I
to
gotta,
do.
Wait. I got a Kanye on this one real quick. I got to do the Kanye.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. Go ahead.
But probably a more mature woman with children or a child is probably your best bet because she don't have time either. A single woman with nothing else to do but wonder what you're doing, where you at, why you ain't calling me, what we going to do today, what you doing?
Who
no responsibility. Miss No Responsibility is all under your fingernails trying to see what you're doing. I could care less because I'm on something else. I'm sorry. You might get a good morning text, something in the afternoon. That's about it. I don't have time. Because if my kids text me, I forgot to put money on their lunch account. I got to leave in enough time to go drop off somebody's some uniform at basketball practice. I don't have time to wonder what you're doing. See?
I have a question.
Hold on one second now. I got a question for you guys. It's been going back and forth. I'm going to chime in on this. At what point in time in your career where you're doing, say, successful, semi-successful, or even if your career does not take off, you know, I hope it does. I'm praying that it does. But what point in time would you say, okay, now I'm going to give this time to invest in a relationship?
So you guys may not agree with this or may agree with this. I don't know. I was watching Shonda Rhimes. For those of you who do not know who Shonda Rhimes is, they call her the Queen of
Thursday. Hold on, stop.
Okay.
He said it's not a priority, but he about to say it cute. Go ahead.
So, I'm going to listen.
Go ahead.
She is right. I'm about to say what I'm about to say, but it is putting it in a cute way. So thanks for busting my bubble. She said that you cannot, I mean, and I do believe that you can be okay in every area, but you can't, this might sound real crazy, but I don't think you can have it all. Like people, I think that's what people get messed up at, is they get greedy and they try to have it all. They try to want it all. I'm not saying that you cannot have enough in each area so you can have a kid, have an okay career, blah, blah, blah. But if you want to be solid and in one area of your life, whether that's your family, you want to be like your kids to be stellar and do this stuff and blah, 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 you're going to have, it's going to, some other area of your life is going to slack versus if it's you, yourself, if it's your career, because you got to leave out of work on time, you can't put the extra hours in, going on a weekend and, you know, doing all this extra stuff, or some area of your life is not going to be where the other areas are. So you have to sacrifice. It's part of a sacrifice. And for me, because of the stage that I am in and where I want to be, my love life or that area of it is not the area that I'm focused on right now, basically what I'm saying. And I really go back and forth about even having children. Like, I mean, it's almost like, to me, children, for me, and this is about to be like a wild chakra moment, children are more of a little bit of a burden, anything else, for me. And I keep saying for me.
That makes sense.
But would you say that there is?
Yeah, we don't know Barack Obama, President Barack Obama, personally. But would you say that you think there's an area that's not as good in his life? You think
I would say,
the family's
I would
in
say,
or the with, mm-hmm.
I would say now, and some area of his life, himself, he's not focusing time on himself because his career and his family is taking off. No, but I don't believe when you see a person, they're not 100% perfect. Their life is not 100% perfect. Some area of their life, there's a sacrifice being made. So if you see one area of their life that's doing tremendously well, best believe there's another area that's doing awful. Like, that's just what I believe. And so for me to even, so I don't put myself in that even predicament to have to choose, or have to come to them crossroads, or you being with somebody who's like, why you can't spend time with me, or blah, blah, blah. I don't deal with that area whatsoever until I'm ready. So, you know, it looks like we got a caller. Wait, okay, so go ahead, Jamal, for the Mary, for your Mary segment. I click up, then the caller who just pressed one, I'm going to let him go ahead and go. So what you got for the Mary?
Yeah, I'm still like kind of like stunned here, but okay. Well, first let me start my off. I think kids are a blessing. I mean, you know, that's your point of view, and you're entitled to that, and, you know, that's fine. I think kids are such a blessing. But right here in the Bible it says, therefore a man shall leave his father, leave his mother, and he shall cleave to his wife, and they shall become one. I'm telling you, And Vivian, you might, I'm pretty sure you should be able to chime in on this. There's nothing like whenever you and your significant other who is married become one, because you know there's always that, you know, you always got that saying like, man, I wish there was two of me. Man, if I have another extra pair of arms. Mm-hmm. But when you become one with your significant other, that is your extra pair of arms. That's your extra
yep.
pair of mouth. That's your extra mouth. It operates for you, and you're operating through Christ's light. So having that extension is having your husband or your wife becoming as one, and you're able to do multiple things and be able to tackle it together. Now, I'm not going to tell you that everything in a marriage life is easy, but through the struggle, I'm going to tell you what I know firsthand. There is beauty in the struggle, and it's testimony.
Yes, it is.
And when you come
mm-hmm.
and when you come out of it, it gets better. But I see me. I was a young father. I'm still a young father. I had my first child when I was 18. Do I think mm-hmm. it hindered me or stopped me in any kind of way? No, I think it actually pushed me forward. But that's where I was mentally in my lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Which actually, it, mm-hmm. it pushed me more into wanting to be married and wanting to raise my kids up, wanting to raise my daughters up together, you know, by one mother and not having multiple mothers, multiple baby mothers around town. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so there's so many perks to a married life, and that
if you marry the right person,
right? If you marry the right person and you do it for the right things, and remember that,
yep.
that union that you have with God,
okay.
to be in the midst of that relationship is far greater than any kind of single, any kind of, you know, no offense, no divorce life or anything. It just outweighs all of that, and the benefits that you get from God being in that far away from any other relationship that you have.
It does. You become an octopus, one head and eight arms. Because when you hit that sweet spot with your relationship, I know what you're talking about.
Hey, what's that saying?
But,
IJS, I 50. I'm just saying, y'all can move on now. Hashtag get y'all life together.
Hashtag you got a point. That's right. When you hit the sweet spot. But, you know, it's not for everybody, so we don't want to sound judgmental. It's definitely not for everybody. It's not for selfish people who only want to be about that life with themselves. Hashtag DA.
Hashtag light skin.
What I want to say is that I think that, well, because how I was raised, because everything, because of me, and I know me. Let me say this. Let me explain this part. Because I know me, and I know how I am, how I'm very tunnel vision, how I'm a very workaholic, how I love. And it's not I'm a workaholic because I'm just dreaming to be where I want to be. I love doing stuff in the entertainment industry. I just really love it. I love planning events. I love hosting events. I love doing a radio show. Like, I love it. I genuinely get a genuine joy from it. And anytime I've been in a relationship before, so it's not like I've never been in a relationship. It's a hindrance to me because that is one or two things happen. I have to carve out time for you, and it's now
Ooh.
Becoming irritating because what I really want to do, I can't do. I have to think about you first. Or really genuinely love being with you, so I'm suffering in my career or whatever I love doing because I'm really putting all my attention into you, so that's not fair to me.
Yeah.
That's how I look at it. You know,
yeah.
So, I mean, it is a double-edged sword, but. So we have a caller. Usually we don't take a caller right here, but I really want to hear what they have to say about the married, single, and divorce segment. So it's caller. The area code is 513, and then the last four is 0453. That's area code 513. Last four is 0453. Caller, you're on the air. There? Any caller? 0453.
Can you hear me?
No. Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how's everybody doing? It's Kristen.
Hey, Kristen.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going. So I have a few comments. Y'all might have to cut mm-hmm. me off at some point. However, for the brand, I know you said that, so let me just back up. This is how I feel about people who think that, or they go back and forth between having children and not. If there
mm-hmm.
is ever a point where you think that you do want to have children, I say when you get the idea that you don't, or when you get that feeling that, you know what, I don't think kids are for me, I say go with the side of having them. Here's mm-hmm. why I say that. There is something that I didn't realize until I had kids. And it is, and sorry, my brain is going all over the place because I'm trying to condense my thoughts into one large idea, and it's kind of difficult for me to do that. So I didn't realize until I had kids that children are truly, they fulfill a void.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes we have voids within ourselves that we feel like they need to be filled with whatever it may be, whether it's career, whether it's a man or a woman, in a man's case, or whatever mm-hmm. whatever the case may be. We feel like, okay, something's missing. I feel empty. First, mm-hmm. you should seek God because that's number one. That is He is the main thing that can fill that void. However, I do believe that we are ultimately searching for someone to love us as much as we love someone, or something to love us as much as we love something else. And children are definitely that fulfillment that I think we often search for. Jamal said something that I definitely agree with, that children are a blessing. And having children, y'all got to forgive me again, my brain is all over the place. Having children for me was such a blessing because it allowed me to really see what I could do with my life. I thought, okay, I'm all about me. And D-Rain, I was a lot like you, minus the part that I was on my ball, okay? I was all over the place because I was single. I was all over the place mm-hmm. because I didn't have a man to tie me down. I was all over the place because I was free from under my parents. You know, I had nobody telling me when to do, what to do, how to do. So I
yes.
did me when I wanted to, okay?
Exactly.
However, mm-hmm. once I realized that I can still do that, while having children and still be successful,
amen.
I have so much more having children than I ever even imagined before I had kids. My children push me hard to do more. They make me want more for myself. So you think you want a lot for yourself now, you can't even fathom the amount of things that you will want and the amount of things that you will actually try. I quit my whole career. I changed my whole career 8 years after graduating college for my children,
oh, wow.
for my family, because I realized that, oh, my goodness, I hate what I do. I'm miserable. My husband doesn't look at me the same. I don't look at him the same. I was coming home upset because he was the one being able to put them to bed while I was still at work, you know. And then if I came home and he hadn't put them to bed, I was mad at him because, well, why didn't you put them to bed? You know, I'm tired. You know, and then it
right.
just came to me that, hey, you know, this makes no sense. You know, so that made me dig back into myself. What is it that you're passionate about? What skill did God provide you with? What gift did he give you for you to really, truly chase? But here's the mm-hmm. thing about that gift. It was teaching, and I didn't have to chase it because it came natural to me. It was a gift that he instilled in me that I knew.
I know, that's right. Stir it up.
Never
like
tapped
Paula said.
But my children made me realize I have to do better for them. If I'm not okay, they're not okay. And so that made me, literally, I was laid off, and when it was time for me to stop collecting the unemployment check, because I did just chill out for a minute, I'm just going to keep it real, hashtag all the way real. So when it was time for me to actually go back to work, you know, I was looking at my husband, and I'm like, I don't want to go back to work there or to work anything like that again. You know, I've always wanted to be a teacher. I want to teach. And so that's what I did, mm-hmm. you know. And
okay.
I got my confirmation from God, you know, during my interview, because I got hired after being in a completely different career for 8 years, not having one day of teaching under my belt at all. And then I got in there and grew my students 98% by the end of my first year teaching. You know, it was just confirmation, but I would have never done that had it not been for
wow.
my children, had it not been for, you know, my husband.
Great. Oh, okay.
Well,
yeah, that's great. Thanks, Krista.
No problem.
Thank you so much, Krista. I do want to say I do understand that children are a blessing. For me, I was like, for what I want to do, children may be a little bit of a blessing for my lifestyle, for what I want to do. But I want to say thank you, Kristen, for, you know, commenting. And if you guys have any other comments, just call into the show and or press 1 on your phone. You guys can talk on the show. But we're going to go to a quick break really quickly. And when we come back, we're going to have Jamal's mother-in-law, Kathy, come on to the show. And we're going to do a game show with Kathy and Jamal that I'm so excited about. And them two were very, very scared to do. So stay tuned, because when we come right back, we're going to have the game show.
When you want to know the news, but got the radio blues. From the question of the day to the rants and the raves, got your favorite thing.
It's a Hooper.
Nobody does it like you do.
It's a Hooper.
Listen in and we can prove it. It's so.
We're back with HTR, Hooper Thing Radio. For those of you who've been listening, our show today is about boundaries with in-laws, but some we kind of get off into children and, you know, through our married divorce and single segment, which that's okay because, you know, it's still kind of tied into the boundaries with in-laws type of thing, still married. So today's show is about boundaries with in-laws. And for our segment today, we're going to be doing a rotation segment for – it's called – this is kind of like the newlyweds game, but it's the mother-in-law game. Let me use that, the mother-in-law game. So I do want to tell everybody that Jamal's mother-in-law, name is Kathy. Her birthday is tomorrow, so we want to give it up for Kathy. Her birthday
Hooray!
Is tomorrow.
Yay!
Whoa, whoa. Right? She turns 55 tomorrow. So I'm happy to have her on the show today. And they were very hesitant to do this, by the way, listeners. So I just want to tell y'all that they were very hesitant. Both I had to do a lot of coaching to get them to do this, but I'm very excited. So let's welcome Kathy. Kathy, you there?
Yes.
How
me?
Are you? Yes, you can hear me. How are you?
Hey, baby, I'll let you know after this game is over.
Oh, no hurt me. So,
hey,
Kathy.
Kathy.
Hi.
So, Kathy.
Can
so,
I say
we're going to start off.
Before we start,
Go ahead.
I just have to say that I have a lovely, wonderful son-in-law. And the thing that I did share with D-Ran was that don't start nothing because he is my son-in-law. He calls me Ma. And when you get when they call you Ma and it's not and it's that you didn't force them to do that, there's a relationship there. So when this game is over, I still want to be Ma.
Hold on real quick. I have a lovely, wonderful mother-in-law who I adore so much, who is so precious that I would do anything for.
Time to start the game. Brown noser.
You're still out of town, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's go.
So. She can just come over right to your house and get you. Okay, so it's three segments. You have three segments to this game. And it's have you ever? Then the second segment is fill in the blanks. And then the third segment is would you ever? Okay? So these questions Jamal has answered. I have his answers to them to make sure he's not lying. So when he answers them after you, and if you got it, you'll hear the ding that you had before. If not, I'll just tell you that you're wrong. Okay? So the first question is, have you ever dropped over unannounced?
Yes.
Kathy? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Jamal, I clicked the dinger before that, but he said yes. Okay, so the next one is, have you ever gave unsolicited advice on raising children? Yes, no?
Yes.
Okay, Jamal, what'd you say? Jamal? If you're not going to answer, okay, CK, yes. We're going to do that one. The third one,
you know,
is
uncomfortable for him. This is uncomfortable. Just answer for Jamal. He done went somewhere here.
The third question is, have you ever came over with a white glove inspection mindset? So basically, you know how they have the white glove and they kind of like see if their house is dirty?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. Jamal said you did, so that's wrong. Okay. Number one, two right, one wrong. It's okay. So now that was your have you ever. The next one is the fill in the blank. Okay, so now these are fill in the blank questions that you have, and Jamal has already answered them. Jamal, are you there? I want to make sure he's, because he's pleading the fifth right now. He's like not going to answer anything on the phone right now. The question is, how would you complete the sentence? My mother-in-law, this is him answering this question. So it says, my mother-in-law is a natural-born blank.
My mother-in-law is a natural-born leader.
Ooh, he said thinker, but it's okay.
Okay,
and the next
I agree.
she's very good at thinking. She is very good at thinking.
Oh, now he want to come on.
Now
he
oh,
now
you got okay. From out of space.
No. We had technical difficulties over here. Okay, y'all just don't.
Whatever.
Me, okay?
Whatever.
Convenience
technical difficulties. The next one is, if your mother-in-law could choose one thing of yours to get rid of, what would she choose? If you could choose one thing of Jamal to get rid of, what would you choose?
I don't even
good
know
idea.
If he still has it, but it would be maybe the boom box in the back of his trunk.
You still got the 1970s boom box in the back of your trunk, Jamal.
Well, first of all, they're 1970s, and guess what? Thanks to my cousin Dwayne, I'm going to upgrade my stereo system, so you just wait for our family trips, buddy.
Oh,
you're
going to
hear me
that.
Coming from a mile away.
Okay, that's two, Kathy. You got two. You got two. It's okay. The next question is, which celebrity does he say you most resemble?
That I most resemble?
Mm-hmm.
He's never said, but if I had to go with something, I would say Lucille Ball.
Ooh, that's number three. He said Diana Ross. I don't know if you got the nappy hair
go
going
for
on.
Go and I'm coming out.
So that's three. Okay. It says, and then the next one is, not many people know it, but my mother is really good at, so not many people know this, but you're really good
cooking.
At what?
Not
ooh, evidently he don't like your cooking because he said decorate.
No, everybody know you're good at cooking, Kathy. Everybody
yeah.
know that.
Oh, okay. So what they don't know. I'm good with grandchildren. I'm good with children.
Okay, so that's another one wrong, but it's okay because he said, you know, he said decorating.
Well,
thank
good. You.
And this is your last question, okay? And so the question is, the question is, would you ever? So would you ever question is, would you ever? And the scenario says, my mother-in-law pretended she was pregnant the same time as my wife just to take the attention off of her. Would you ever do that?
No.
Okay.
To take my,
he said yes.
Take the attention off my daughter? He
yes.
said I would?
You wouldn't.
You
got to clap. You got to get to
Woo, I am personally crying out loud for you.
So, Kathy, you got more right than you got wrong. Kathy, I guess Jamal knows you a lot, or knows you very well, except for the cooking tip. Evidently, he thinks you can't cook, so I don't know, maybe. No, I'm just trying to turn the pot up.
So before you get off the air, Kathy, I just wanted you to give us one good tip that you think mother-in-law should know or in-laws, period, should to try to remember when dealing with their children as they're married.
Probably the best thing that I could say to in-laws is that no matter what, which child comes to you, whether it's your biological child or your child through marriage, that they married your child, that you should, if they have a question or they want your opinion on something, the first thing is I think that you should direct them back to their spouse and say, have you checked with them? What did they say? And this, and then it should follow, it should be followed up closely with pray about it. You two get together and you pray about it. Mm-hmm. And I think that the answer will come from that. So that's what I would say. That's my advice
to
in-laws.
Thank you so much, Kathy, for being on the show. I hope this didn't damage you and Jamal's relationship. I thought it was lighthearted and kind of fun. So thank you so much for being on the show.
It birthed a new business for Kathy. Kathy, it birthed a new business for you. You need to go into mother-in-law counseling. When the people get marriage counseling, go into mother-in-law counseling. A lot more folks.
And maybe pick up a cooking class. Maybe a cooking class because Jamal's saying that you can cook. No,
you know what? Ma? You was great. I'm so glad you had this. You came on the show.
Oh, whatever.
Don't listen to the rant.
Okay, so we only have time for one more segment. And we're going to get into the What's the Latest segment really quickly. And so far, What's the Latest was I wanted to hit 50 Shades of Grey. I actually went to see 50 Shades of Grey this past weekend. You two, Viv, you saw it, but Jamal, you didn't, right?
Correct.
Right. Okay. So for 50 Shades of Grey, it was an hour and 25 minutes long. It was a drama romance, and it debuted on February 13th. I went on to IMDb.com, which is like an accredited movie site to do reviews and stuff, and over 57,000 people voted, and they gave it a 4 out of 10. They gave it a 4 out of 10, and the movie was originally supposed to be played this summer, but they changed it to Valentine's Day, and I guess it paid off because it was the second highest grossing movie for Valentine's President's Day weekend. Which the first one was, of course, Valentine's Day, which was $57 million. But this one was the second at $83.9 million, and that was as of Monday. It was $83.9 million. So I saw 50 Shades of Grey. A lot of people have mixed feelings about it. One thing I do want to say and I do understand is that it is about two people who are not married having sexual intercourse. So I do want to address that first before I go in. I do understand what that means, and we all understand what that means. That's not appropriate if you're going from a biblical standpoint. That is not appropriate. So, but I saw the movie. It was not as bad as I thought. It was not as bad as I thought. But you didn't like it, right?
I could have had a V8.
And I
liked it. I enjoyed it. From the movie that I saw, the movie was very great. The movie that was really great, and it showed me a lot about how to be a man and a chaser. So I enjoyed it. I kind of wanted to hit that. We're running out of time. So we'll get more into that next weekend. Make sure you stay tuned for next week because guess what? Next week we'll be discussing men and women in the sports arena. And the segment in our show will be about power struggles, men wearing the pants in the relationship. Thank you to Minister Paula for the word of the week. And go to our website at hooperthingradio.com or blogtalkradio.com/hooperthingradio to listen to our past shows. Don't forget to like us on Facebook and Instagram. And if you like the music on today's show, go to our website. And do not forget, next month, March, we'll be rolling out a new format going to a half hour show instead of an hour show. So make sure you join us and tell us what you think. So I love you guys. Have a good night. See you next time. Same time, same place. Keep God in your minds and your hearts. Bye-bye.